This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Trump's chief economic advisor quits, and markets are not happy. From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore in for David Brancaccio. Markets are so far not reacting particularly well to the news that President Trump's chief economic advisor Gary Cohn says he's resigning. The Dow future is down 1.25%. The French CAC is down 0.4%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng index closed down 0.5%. One of the biggest concerns for markets is the fact that Cohn was one of few influential voices in the administration supporting free trade. Without him, there are fewer voices left to push back on aggressive moves like proposed tariffs on aluminum and steel that have worried businesses around the globe. Justin Urquhart-Stewart is partner and co-founder of Seven Investment Management and joins us. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning.
So how are markets, how are traders processing the news that the champion of free trade in the Trump administration is out?
Bemused and confused. Every morning we seem to wake up and there's another piece of soap opera news coming out of the White House. At the moment, the market doesn't know which way it's going. The sails are flapping until it actually finds a new course. So whether it's equity markets or the bond markets, that's a concern. Because at a time like this, we would like to see some clear political leadership. Instead, we're seeing political confusion. And that's apart from a sort of the Republican Party, a free trading party, putting up trade barriers. There is a certain irony to that. But of course, the concern we now have is the Eurozone and the EU generally proposing up other barriers as well as a retaliation to it. And then we have to wait to see what China does as well. This is how you get a trade war.
Well, because, you know, regardless of the implications for tariffs, Gary Cohn was a key force behind the tax cuts. He's pushing a lot of deregulation on Wall Street. He was part, I suppose, of the reason why markets rose so much last year. So I imagine his departure is creating a bit of uncertainty, is what you're saying.
You're absolutely right, because he was seen as being an experienced pair of hands, the someone who actually understood how markets worked, how the economy worked, and possibly the person who could actually merely curtail some of the extremes of the populist views. So without him being there, we have no idea who else is going to fill his shoes at the moment or necessarily have the same attitude and style. But I think it's highly unlikely that he's going to be replaced by a clone. So it does make us very concerned indeed as to what happens next. And of course, this is bad news for the global economy, because we know that if you interfere with trade barriers like this, it ricochets around the world and will slow down trade. And page one of any economics book tells you velocity of money going through the economy is what you want to have. This is one way of stopping it.
All right. Justin Urquhart-Stewart, partner and co-founder of Seven Investment Management. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.
We have economic data, and we have economic feelings, how people feel and experience the economy, and those two things are not always in sync. So, for example, we know the unemployment rate is at a low 4.1%. That's down from 4.8% a year ago. We know that wages are ever so slowly moving up. They're up 3% over last year. But Americans are divided on whether they believe or feel that the economy is doing better than a year ago. That's according to the latest results from the Marketplace Edison research poll conducted in mid-February, where we asked people about their views on the overall economy as well as on their own personal financial situation. 63% of Republicans say the U.S. economy is doing better, while only 23% of Democrats say so. With us is Mary Mine, Vice President at Edison Research. Mary, good to talk to you.
Great to be here.
There's an interesting disconnect in the data where Republicans felt more optimistic about the overall economy than they did about their actual personal individual financial situations. Tell me about this.
Right. And this was an interesting finding because I don't think that we've seen this in our previous studies. Usually people say the U.S. economy is doing similar to their own personal economy. But here we see Republicans saying that the U.S. economy is doing much better than a year ago. A lot of Republicans are saying that. And we didn't see Republicans saying that last year. So I think they're responding to policies that are exciting to them. And I also think that this might indicate how partisan everything has become. When you ask people, how do you see the U.S. economy? People may be thinking, are you asking this as a referendum on the president? Then I'm going to say things are better than a year ago.
There were a few signs of stress in the report. For example, you asked respondents about whether or not they are worried about a possible recession. What are people thinking?
We found a really striking finding. About 60% of Americans expect a recession in the next year. And we thought this was really striking.
Economists don't think so, for the record. But then again, when did you ask this? You asked this...
Right. So I think it's important to keep in mind what's been happening over the past month. So we went out with this survey. We were asking people about 3 weeks ago, and this is when there was a lot of volatility in the stock market. Mm. There were wide swings. And so it's possible that people were seeing that and reacting. But it's also, regardless of what was happening at the stock market, this is a snapshot of a point in time. And we're seeing 59% of people say they expect a recession within the next year. And that's a big deal, you know, given what's going on.
Yeah. Lastly, you asked about people's top economic priorities. There's been a lot of attention on taxes in the past year, but that's not super high on the list of things people are concerned about. What are people concerned about?
We found that people's top economic concern is healthcare, and that was actually people's top economic concern last year, which last year when we conducted our survey, it was in the midst of discussion of repealing the ACA, and so it was very much in the news, and it was stressing a lot of people out. You know, now we're at a point in time where it's not being discussed quite as much nationally. And here we find that it's, again, still people's top priority, healthcare.
Still an issue. Mary Mine, Vice President for Edison Research. Thank you so much.
Great to be here. Thanks a lot.
You can find more of our poll results at marketplace.org. Our producers are Justin Ho, Katie Long, and Daniel Shin. I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.